Okay, today's daf is Baba Basu daf Yud. We are holding on daf Tes Amud Beis Amar Rab Yitzchak Maidich Siv Rodev Tzedaka V'Chesed. So we are at the fourth wide line on daf Tes Amud Beis, and we're going to continue to talk a lot about tzedaka today. We're going to talk about the great maila of those who give tzedaka. The Gemara is going to tell us about a conversation that happened between Tarnas Rufus and Rabbi Akiva about tzedaka and about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attitude toward those who give tzedaka. Is it a hostile attitude because you're supporting those that Hashem obviously chose not to support, or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu very happy that we choose to support people that we give them tzedaka? And the Gemara is going to have memra after memra about the greatness of the maila of tzedakah and how terrible it is to be to stay away from tzedakah, to hide one's eye from the aniyim and to keep away from tzedakah. And we're even going to go so far as to say that malva Hashem chonin dal, the pasuk says that a person becomes like a lender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes a person one when a person gives tzedakah. Then on Amud Beis the Gemara is going to talk about what they say up in Shemayim, meaning there are certain perspectives that we have down here on earth where the opposite perspective is what prevails up in Shemayim. And then the Gemara, the Daf, is going to conclude with six different ways to understand the Pasuk, six different Tanaim who darshaned the Pasuk that contrasts our tzedakah with tzedakah that Goyim give. That in what sense is the tzedakah that we give different than the tzedakah that Goyim give? Six different drushes, and the Gemara is going to choose a favorite amongst all of those drushas. So let's begin. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, by the fourth wide line on Daf Tes Amud Beis. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Maidach Siv Rodev Tzedaka V'chesed Yimatzei Chaim Tzedaka V'chavod Mishum De Rodev Tzedaka Yimatzei Tzedaka? What, if a person is Rodev Tzedaka, his reward is going to be that he accepts and that he gets, he receives Tzedaka? That's what he's going to find. To teach you, call a rodef achar tzedakah. If someone is rodef achar tzedakah, he looks for opportunities to give tzedakah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mamtzilo maos va'osa behen tzedakah. Hashem is going to give him more opportunity to give tzedakah. I mean, he's going to have the wherewithal to continue the good habit of giving tzedakah because Hashem is going to make him more wealthy. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, this is related to the notion of melach mamon chaser, that if a person, that the salt of money, the preservative of money, is chaser, is that a person gives some of it up. That's the idea, that the more a person goes, or aser b'shvil shetis asher, that a person should give meiser so that he will become wealthy. And Rav Shimon Shkap explains in his introduction to Shari Yosher that it's much like someone who invests their money. You give your money to someone to invest for you. If he's a really super nice guy, but he does a terrible job investing, you're not going to continue to give him money. You may like him and say that he's a nice guy and want to hang out with him, but you're not going to continue to give him more money. But if he invests very well and he does well with your money, you're going to continue to trust him with more money and more money. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same way. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us money, it's an investment. He wants to see, we can do all the mitzvahs and learn all the Torah and everything, but if we do a terrible job with our money, we don't give tzedakah, we don't do the right things with our money, so Hashem may reward us for all of our other mitzvahs, and he may love it, but he's not going to continue to give us money. But a person who does the right things with his money, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to continue to invest with us. So that's the idea, that a person will have the opportunity to give tzedakah if he gives tzedakah. If Nachum Yitzchak Amar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzilo bnei adam hamuganim lasos len tzedakah. No, the point is that if a person gives tzedakah, what does it mean he's going to find tzedakah? He's going to find that the address to which his tzedakah is directed is the most appropriate address. A lot of times people give tzedakah and they mean well, but the people that they're giving to are charlatans. The people that they're giving to are not the most appropriate people. They're not necessarily the neediest people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to find that where the tzedakah goes to is going to be a worthwhile cause. La fuke mai, and what's this text excluding? La fuke mit darish rabba. The darish rabba maidich siv, viyu mukshalim lefanecha be'esa pecha asei vehem. Amar Yirmiyah lefanei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yirmiyah is telling Hashem, ribono shalolam, afil b'shar shekofen es yitzran, umivakshin lasos tzedakah lefanecha. Even at a time where they are kofen their yitzar hara, when when Yirmiyahu was mispalel on the Anshei Hanassos that wanted to kill him. So he was saying, even when they wanted to do the right thing and they want to give tzedakah, hechshilim b'bnei adam sheinu meuganim kedei shelo yikablu alein schar. Put in their path people who are einu meuganim, people who are not appropriate people, so that they won't receive schar for this desire to give tzedakah, for this act of giving tzedakah. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar kala ragil lasot tzedakah, havino banim balei chachma, balei osher, balei agada. Someone who is in who is in the habit of giving tzedakah is going to be zochet to have children who are wise children, who are wealthy children, and who are balei agada, who are children that know how to darshan in agada. Balei chachma d'chsev yimatzei chayim. Balei chachma, because it says yimatzei chayim, and by chachma it says kimotzei matzei chayim, that if you find chachma, you have found chayim. The Marsha adds that by chachma, the pasuk in Kohelis Perek Zayin says v'yisron das ha-chachma techaya va'aleha. So chayim relates to chachma. You see that it's techaya ba'aleha, that it gives life to the one who has chachma. That's for someone who's yimatzei chayim, someone who gives tzedakah is yimatzei chayim. That's why someone who's ein lo banim is chashuv kemeis, because chayim is considered to be that he has banim who are balei chachma. We're not saying that he himself is a bal chachma. It relates to banim balei chachma, and someone who doesn't have banim is kemeis. So banim balei chachma is the ultimate chayim, and not having banim at all is considered kemeis. Balei osher dechsev tzedakah. How do I know they'll be balei osher? Because the pasuk says tzedakah. So you see that balei osher are able to give tzedakah. Balei agada d'chsev v'chavod. How do I know they'll be balei agada? It says kavod v'ksiv hacha v'chavod v'ksiv hasam. And it says in Mishlei, kavod chachamim yinchalu. So you see, kavod relates to kavod of the chachamim. So who are the chachamim that receive the most kavod? Those are the balei agada. Even though it may not be the most valuable type of chacham in terms of what Klal Yisrael needs, but they are certainly the ones that are the most popular. You look at who gets the most attention in terms of their ability to speak and draw the largest crowds. Typically, it's balei agada. It's not the great Rashi Yeshiva or the people who are the great poskim. Even though what the Rashi Yeshiva and the poskim are delivering, this is Gemara in Sota Daf Mem, but the two Amoraim, that one of them would darshan in Agadata, the other one would darshan in Halacha, would teach Halacha, and the one that taught Halacha, no one ever came to his shir, and the one that darshan in Agadata, he had these most popular shiurim. So the one who taught in Halacha felt very badly about it. So they comforted him. They said, no, it's just something that everyone could understand. It's like he's selling something that's cheap and easy, whereas what you're giving is something that's much more difficult and much more challenging, but also much more valuable, so not so many people come. But the bottom line is that the kavod was given to the balei agada, and that's the point that we're highlighting over here. Tanya Hayurai Meir Omer, Yeshla Lebaladin La Shivcha V'lomer Lecha. Rameir says, you know, someone could have argued, Im Elokechem Oev Aniyim, who Mipreima Inu Mefarnesan. If Hashem really loves Aniyim, why doesn't he give them Parnasa? Why doesn't he take care of them himself if he really loves Aniyim so much? So Marlo, you should say to him, Kedei Shenitzel Anu Bahen Midina Shel Gehenim. The reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't support the Aniyim is because he's doing it for our sake. He wants us to be saved from Dina Shel Gehenim by supporting the Aniyim. Vizu Sheila, and this question, Shal Turnus Rufus HaRasha Rabbi Akiva, is exactly the question that Turnus Rufus HaRasha asked Rabbi Akiva. And he said as follows, If Hashem really loves Aniyim, why doesn't he support them? Why doesn't he help the Aniyim out himself? And the response is, so that we will be saved from the din of Gehenim. It's not for the sake of the Aniyim that we give tzedakah. Hashem gives us the opportunity to support other people so that we will have the zuchus of being saved from Gehenim. It's for our sake. Amrlei Adarav, Zusha Mechayavtan Gehenim. Tanas Rufus Rasha said, no, I would think that the opposite is true, that when you give tzedakah, you're being Mechayav yourself Gehenim. How so? Emshalacha Mashal Ma'adar V'dom. I'll give you a mashal. L'melech Basar V'dom Sheka'as Alavdo. You have a melech Basar V'dom, a regular king who gets angry at his Eved. And because he gets angry at his Eved, V'chav he locks him up in jail. Vitziva love, and he tells all of his other avadim, he tells all of his anyone who has access, shalolachilo vishalolashkoso, not to give this eved to eat, not to give this eved to drink. He's angry at this eved. And then comes along one person and goes secretly and gives the jailed eved to eat and to drink. Why, you think if the king hears about this, he's not going to be angry about this? And you are called, you Klal Yisrael, sisters of us, are called Avadim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemar, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim. The Pasuk says that Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim. So don't you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be angry at you for giving tzedakah? So Rabbi Kiva, Em Shalacha, Mashal Ma'adav Adom. Rabbi Kiva said, I'll give you a similar mashal, but you got it all wrong. I'll give you the mashal, the Melech Basav Adom Shekasal B'no. It's not a Melech Basav Adom that got angry at his Eved, it's a Melech Basav Adom that got angry at his own child, at his own son, V'chavsho Beis Asurin. And in a fit of rage, not thinking straight, he locked him up in jail, V'tzival of Shalalachal of Shalalachal. And he told others not to give the child anything to eat or anything to drink. And someone comes along and gives the child to eat and to drink. When the king hears about that, don't you think he's going to give a gift to this person that he could have made this horrible mistake of killing his own child? And just because he was angry, but he certainly doesn't want that. He really loves his child and he wants his child to survive. So when you secretly go and allow that and enable that child to survive, the king is going to be very, very pleased about that. The non-Korean banim, and you know, we are called banim. We are considered to be children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Duksiv banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. Amar lo, so Tanis Rava said back, atem kriyin banim kriyin avadim. Yes, you are called banim, and if you are called banim, you're right, your mashal makes sense, but you're also called avadim, and if you're called avadim, then my mashal makes sense. So, and when does each one apply? Bizman shatam osim tzadosh al makam, atem kriyin banim. When you do the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's when you're called banim, bizman shenatam osim tzadosh al makam, and when you don't do the ratzon of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, atem kriyin avadim, that's when you're called Avadim. Va'achshav einatem osim ritzon shel makom. But right now you're not doing ritzon shel makom. So Tanis Rava Rashi says, Rabbi Kiva, I understand your mashal, but it doesn't apply nowadays. And right now, my mashal is the operative one because you're not doing ritzon shel makom. Amar lo harei omer, halo pros l'rav lachmecha, v'aniyim merudim tavi bayis. What do we learn from that pasuk? Emes ha'aniyim merudim tavi bayis. Ha'idna v'kamar halo pros l'rav lachmecha. That the pasuk says that aniyim merudim is a reference to Malchus Romi. It's a reference to the Romans that are always saying, "Give us your money." So you see from this pasuk, when do we have aniyim merudim tavi bayis? Right now, when the goyim are ruling over us. And still it says, what should you do, even in the Zman of Galus, when it may seem that we're not doing Ritzon Shel Makom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing us with Galus, still, Halo Pros L'Rav Lachmecha, you're still supposed to go and support the Aniyim. So you see that even so, we're supposed to support the Aniyim. Not abundantly clear, the Achronim deal with how exactly Tanis Rofus' claim was addressed. I mean, he brought a raya from Pasuk that in Chinami we're supposed to give tzedakah. How exactly that addresses the mush is not clear, but it could the whole conversation could be a moot point, meaning that the Rabbi Kiva might be saying that the whole mashal back and forth is irrelevant. That's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. Even Rabbi Kiva's mashal is a little bit difficult to understand. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a fit of rage, that's why, and so he's not thinking straight, that's why he makes a person an ani. That's not really the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. It's not a fit of rage, it's not that he's not thinking straight. Mistama, Rabbi Kiva's initial response was the genuine response, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not punishing the Aniyim by making them poor, he's giving us the opportunity to give tzedakah. He's giving us the opportunity to be able to support the Aniyim. That, you know, we often view tzedakah as a goal-oriented mitzvah, that you give tzedakah so that the person will have what to eat. but it's not as a mice-oriented mitzvah just to put us through the mice of giving tzedakah. Rabbi Akiva is suggesting, though, that the goal is going to be ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to accomplish the goal. What the Ani is going to have, and that's why this leads right into the Maimon of the Gemara about Mezonos of Shalom Ksuvim Lo Mirosh Hashanah Vad Rosh Hashanah. That exactly what a person is going to have each year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already decided. We're not going to figure that out anyway. We're not going to solve that. We're not going to change that. The purpose of us giving tzedakah is to enable us to amass zechuyos. It's about us going through that maisa of giving. That's why the Rambam writes in the Perush HaMishnayos that on Pirkei Avos Hakol Lefi Rov HaMaasa. The Rambam is medayik. Doesn't say Hakol Lefi Godel HaMaasa. Hakol Lefi Rov HaMaasa. So the Rambam says you have the opportunity to give X amount of dollars to tzedakah. $1,000 to tzedakah. Is it better to give $1,000 at once, or better to give $1 1,000 times? So on the one hand, Godel HaMaasa, $1,000 has a much greater impact. But is tzedakah about the impact? If tzedakah is about the impact, then in Echinami, give the one big check, all your money should go to one place. Why is it that the practice in general is we spread our money around when it comes to tzedakah? We give a little here, a little there. Hakol Lefi Rov HaMaasa. It's the act of giving and what that act of giving does to us. That dovetails very nicely with Rabbi Akiva's response that it's for us. It's la hatzil anu midina shel yehenim. Anyway, Darush Rabbi Shalom k'shem shem mizonos of Shalom k'suvlo Rosh Shana, just like the mizonos of a person. How much a person is going to make is determined from Rosh Hashanah. Kach chesronos of Shel Adam k'suvin le Rosh Hashanah. How much a person is going to lose is also determined from Rosh Hashanah. Zacha lo prosel Rav Lachmecha. If he's lucky and he's zocha, if he does the right thing, he plays it right, so the money that he loses is going to be in the form of tzedakah, and he's going to get zechuyos for that. Lo zacha v'aniyim rudim tavi bayis. But if he's not zocha, so the money's still going to be lost, but it's going to be aniyim rudim tavi bayis. It's going to be the Romans that are going to come and take the money away from him. Ki hada b'nei achtei d'Rabbi Yochum and Zakai chazul lehu b'chilma d'bo l'michsa sheva mea dinri. That it's like the story goes that the Bnei Achtei, the nephews of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when Rabbi Yochanan saw in a dream about them that they had to lose 700 dinar for that year, so asinu shakal minay l'tzedakah, he started to force them to give tzedakah, not force them physically, but force them bidvarim. Right, that was what Tosos discussed. Can we really force on tzedakah? The Gemara Chulin says you're not really allowed to force. Ain beizim mitzuvin alah, but kfiya bedvarim they could do. So he would encourage them to give tzedakah. Pashka bayu shivsar dinri. At the end of the day, of those 700 dinar they were supposed to lose, they only had 17 left. They had given away 683. Kimatam aliyom de kippuri shadu de bekesar nektinu. On erev Yom Kippur, the bekesar sent and took the confiscated that last 17 dinar. Amlo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lo titchul and shivsar dinri gabaychu shaklinu minay. Don't be afraid, don't be worried about the money. Shivsa dinri gabaychu, only the 17 dinar that were left, shiklinu minaychu, were taken from you with the chayalei amelech. That they took away whatever was left that you were supposed to lose anyway. So amrele minaya data. So they said to him, "How do you know? How do you know we were destined to lose that money anyway?" Amrele chamachazaylechu. Well, I saw in a dream that you're supposed to lose 700 dinar this year, so you did pretty well. It's a high batting average. 683 out of the 700 went to tzedakah, went to get you zechuyos. Why didn't you tell us? We would have given all 700. You know, if we would have known that you saw in a dream that 700, we have absolute faith in your dreams. So we would have written a check for 700 dinar right there on the spot. Now I would rather that you do the mitzvah l'shma. That you're going to get much greater schar to feel the sense of loss when you give the tzedakah. So Kodesh Baruch Hu puts on like like this charade that we feel like we're actually losing something when we give tzedakah, but in the reality of the situation is we're not losing anything when we give tzedakah. It's money that we're not going to have anyway. And the reason we have to feel that sense of loss is because that in that way we amass greater schar. Rav Papa was selling with darker. Rav Papa was climbing a ladder. His stomach carried by the maple, and his foot, the one of the steps slipped out, and his foot slipped out, and he was about to fall. We know the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Makos that if a person is chayiv one of the dalal misos beis din, so we no longer have the actual misos beis din, but the HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen that someone who's chayiv skila will die in a way that's similar to skila. So he says that I'm falling off a ladder, that's similar to skila, so I'm getting killed the same way Mechalalei Shabbos and Ovdei Avodah Zarah get killed. Amalei Chia Barav Midifti L'Rav Papa Shema Ani Bal Yadchav Lo Panasto. Maybe what happened is that an ani came to your door and you didn't help him out. The Tanya B'Shubin Korchomer Kalam Mal Lemeinav Minat Tzedakah Kilu Ovid Avodah Zchavim. Anyone who hides his eyes from Tzedakah, it's as if he's Ovid Avodah Zarah. Ksivacha Yisham El Chapaniya Davar Mavavach B'Liyal Ksivasim Yasvan Hashem B'nei B'Liyal. The Lashon B'Liyal is used in both contexts. Mal Alam Avodah Zchavim Afkan Avodah Zchavim. So you see that it's like being Ovid Avodah Zarah, and that's why you're being punished in that way. Tanya Amar Blaz Rabbi Yossi called Tzedakah V'Chesed Shiyisrael Losin Balam Azeh Shalom Gadol Praklitim Gadolim Ben Yisrael Avim Shem Hashmayim. Any tzedakah and chesed we do in this world creates a great sense of peace and great palaces for that bridge us to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shneimar Koamar Hashem Al Tovah Beis Mirzav Chaltei Kuspov Altan Lahem Ki Asafti Yeshlomi Meis Hamazeh HaChesed V'Sarachemim. Chesed Zug Mils Chasadim. Rachemim Zug Tzedakah. Chesed Zug Mils Chasadim. Rachemim is a reference to tzedakah. Tanya. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, call Rabbi Omer, Gadol Tzedakah Shemekarevus Esagula, that Tzedakah is so great that it's Makariv the Gula. Shenemar Koamar Hashem Shomru Mishpat Vasu Tzedakah Ki Krova Yeshua Silavau Vitzidkasi Li Galos, that the Yeshua is going to come when there's Tzedakah. Hua Yomer Asar Devarim Kashim Nivru Ba'olam, that there are 10 things that are strong that are created in this world. Har Kasha Barzal Lechadcho, a mountain is strong, but Barzel can chisel pieces out of a mountain. Barzel kasha or mefapo. Barzel may be very strong, but fire has the ability to melt it. Or kasha, fire may be very strong, mayim mechabed also. Water has the ability to extinguish, it's like the Chad Gadya. Mayim kashim, avim sovim losam. Water may be very strong, but clouds can hold the water. Avim kashim, ruach mifazartan, but wind can scatter the clouds. Ruach kasha, guf sovlo. But the body is full of ruach, and we hold it in. Guf kasha, Pachad Shovro. A guf may be very strong, but pachad breaks down a person's guf. Pachad Kasha, fear may be strong. Yayin Mefigo, but a person has a little bit of yayin, and it calms his nerves. He suddenly doesn't experience the same sense of pachad. Yayin Kasha, Shina Mefakachto. Wine may be very strong, but a person could sleep off the effects of alcohol. Umisa Kasha Mikulam. And Misa is more difficult than all of them. Utsdaka Matzelas Mina Misa. And what's the one thing that overpowers Misa? Tzedaka. Dechsev Utsdaka Tatil Mimaves. So that's how great giving tzedakah is, that of all the hierarchy of the powerful things in the world, tzedakah overpowers the most powerful thing in the world. Tzedakah tassim mavis, this relates to what we said earlier, that you might say chayim, that when one gives tzedakah, he's going to find chayim in the form of banim or balei chachma, but also chayim in the literal sense. Darash Rabbi Dissoib Rabbi Yanei, bo re'e, shalok midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Come take a look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts differently than basar v'dam. Midas basar v'dam adam may be darim gadol l'melech, safik mekablen osa himenu, safik ein mekablen osa himenu. But in midas basar v'dam, a person gives a gift to a melech, he may accept the gift, he may not. And even if he accepts the gift, he doesn't know if he's actually going to be able to see the king directly. V'akadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein, Hashem is not that way. Adam nosim pruta l'ani zocha mekabel p'nei shechina. Someone who gives pruta to an ani is going to be mekabel the p'nei shechina. Shenemer, ani b'tzedek achsa panecha. Hashem says that ani b'tzedek, when I do tzedaka, echze panecha, I will see your face. Espa b'haket t'muna secha, that I will be able to see the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from now it sounds like from the fact that the Gemara brings this the end of the pasuk, Espa b'haket t'muna secha, is that that's also part of the schar of giving tzedaka. Meaning l'chora, the Gemara could have just said ani b'tzedek echze panecha, and that's it. When I give tzedakah, I see your face. That's the whole point. That you're mekabel b'nei shechina. What are we adding with espa b'haket t'muna secha? So the it's muchach that the schar giving tzedakah is b'tzedek echze panecha. The end of the pasuk sounds like something else. So it could be that the Gemara is the fact that the Gemara quotes the second half of the pasuk is because we want to introduce the next drasha. It's not really about tzedakah. Reb Lazar Yav Pruta Lani. Reb Lazar gave a pruta to a poor person v'hadar matzli, and then he would daven. You always give tzedakah before davening. Amar, and he said d'chsev, because the pasuk says ani b'tzedek echsa panecha. That's the first half of the pasuk tells me that when I go greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I see Hashem, it should be b'tzedek. That's what the Rambam writes the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, that gedolei hachachamim hayunosim tzedakah kodem kol tefillah. That's what in the Kisvei Arizal says the minhag is to give tzedakah during Vayavarech David, when you get to Va'ata Moshe Bakol, and that's quoted by the Eliyahu Rabba and the Primogadon and the Mishnah Brura, and that's right before we engage in tefillah, a person showing that he's moda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshe Bakol, and whatever money we have is not really our own money, it's really that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has entrusted us with that money. So that's why that's where the minhag comes from, to give tzedakah right before one engages in tefillah. My espa b'haket t'muna secha. What is that second half of the pasuk? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, elu tamid chamim shemenadidin shena me'eneim b'olam hazeh. That's a reference to Talmid Chachamim that rob themselves of sleep in this world. And Hashem rewards them by letting them enjoy the glory of the Shechina in the world to come. What does the pasuk mean when it says Malva Hashem Chonindal? This is the kind of thing we would never be able to say if the Torah didn't say it. It's as if Hashem owes us one. That Hashem owes us when we are Chonindal, when we give tzedakah. Amrav Chiyabaraba, Rabbi Yochanan Ramik Siv, it says on the one hand, Lo Yoil Hon Beyom Evrod Tzedakah Tatzil Mimavas. That the it says in the pasuk in Mishlei that Lo Yoil Hon Beyom Evrod, that our money is not going to help us on the day that Hashem is angry, but tzedakah Tatzil Mimavas. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says Lo Yuilu Otsros Resha Utzedakah Tatzil Mimavas. Shtei Tzedakos Halalu Lama. So that's why we took out the word Rami. It's not really a stira, it's really asking, it's unnecessary. Why does the pasuk have to say initially twice tzedakah tatzil maves? So achas shemitzilatu mimisa mishuna. One is that tzedakah saves us from a misa mishuna, meaning misa mishuna over here doesn't necessarily mean dying in an unusual way, but dying at a time when a person's, it's not really a person's end, dying shelo b'kitzo. That's how the Yoreim understands it. That's misa mishuna. But in Taras Chaim, he says, misa mishuna normally means dying in an unusual way. And that's what the Marsha writes as well, that it saves a person from dying by getting by a snake bite or something totally unusual. So tzedakah saves a person from that, v'acha shemitzilatu midina shel gehenim, and also it saves a person from the din of gehenim. It doesn't save a person from the eventuality of death. Everyone eventually dies, but it saves a person from dying in an unusual way, shelo b'kitzo, and it saves a person from dying in the world to come, from the din of shel gehenim. Ve'ezo hi Shemitzalato midina shel gehenim. Which of these psukim is referring to that which we are saved from dina shel gehenim? Ha'u d'chsiv bei evra, the one that says evra d'chsiv yom evra hayom ahu. So therefore, the other pasuk of lo yili otzros rasha tzedakah tatzil maves is talking about saving us from misa mishuna. Ve'ezu shemitzalato misa mishuna. So which one is about saving us from Misa Mishuna. Nosa ve'en yodeh lemi nosa. What kind of tzedakah saves us from Misa Mishuna when you give and you don't even know to whom you are giving? So if you look at Tosos, Zezi Shemitzalas Misa Mishuna, Nosa ve'en yodeh lemi nosa, Vim Tomer Adraba, Zos Shehi Mitzvah Rabba, Hayil Alahatzim Medina Shal Gehenim, Shu Rabbi Yoser. I mean, the Gemara is saying, what's the highest level of tzedakah that will save us from Misa Mishuna? So we say, it's when you give and you don't even realize, you don't even know who you're giving to. It's total double anonymous giving. So the Tosafot says, wait, shouldn't that save us? If that's the highest level of tzedakah, shouldn't that save us from Gehenim? Isn't that a bigger deal to save us from Gehenim than to save us from Misa Mishuna? Va'omari derov dvarim einom din la'adam b'al mazeh el lachar Misa. U'bal mazeh einom la'adam el mitzvah skidolo says, no, the fact that a mitzvah will have anything to do with what will happen to you in this world, that's indicative of a stronger mitzvah, of a greater mitzvah, because all mitzvahs are about Olam Haba. All mitzvahs save us Medina Shel Gehenim on some level or another. If a mitzvah is so powerful, so impactful, that it even impacts Olam Hazeh, that tells you about the greatness of a mitzvah. As the Mishnah says, so that's why it says Misa Mishuna is Olam, it saves us even Olam Hazeh, means, and of course it has an effect in Olam Haba, like every other mitzvah has an effect in Olam Haba. So Nosla Ven Yodeh Mi Nosna, Notla Ven Yodeh Mi Notla. Double anonymous giving. The recipient has no idea who he's getting from. The giver has no idea who he's giving to. That is the highest level of tzedakah. Nosav Yen Yedel Minosna Lafuke Min Demarukva. Nosav Yen Yedel Minosna is to tell us, unlike how Marukva used to give tzedakah, this is Gemara in Ksuba Samuch Zayin, that he knew who he was giving to because he used to go and leave money by the doorstep of the ani that lived in his neighborhood. So that was the way that he gave tzedakah. Even though the Ani had no idea who he was getting from, the Gemara tells all mice over there, the Ani wanted to try to catch him once, and the Ani waited at the door for when the delivery was going to come, and he opened the door, and Marukva started running. His wife was on that tzedakah drop-off with him, so they were running and running until they had nowhere to turn but to run into a Kivshana Esh. So they went into a Kivshana Esh, and and Marukva's feet were burning from the coals, and his wife's feet were not burning, and she says, you can put your feet on top of my feet to make you more comfortable. So he said he was very sad, he was upset that he didn't have the zechus, that his feet didn't burn, and she said, it's because when you give tzedakah, you give money. And then the person is asked to figure out what to do with that money, how to buy food with that money, how to get a meal out of that. When I give food, I give something that's ready made that they can benefit from immediately. That's why my zechus is greater than yours. But anyway, that it's only single anonymous giving when it comes to Marukva. That's to exclude the habit of Rabbi Abba, that what he would do is, he had no idea who he was giving to, but everyone knew who they were getting from, because he would take a pile of money and put it in like a backpack and just walk around the poor neighborhoods so that people could come and pull out of his backpack and he wouldn't see who was coming to take from him. So what's the best way to give then, if Marukva's way and Rav Abba's way are not the very best way to give? Put into the tzedakah box so you don't know who it's going to, the recipient doesn't know who it came from. What should a person do if he wants his children to be male? So Reb Lezer Omer, Yifazim Mosav Laniyim. He should give a lot of money to tzedakah. Reb Yishua Omer, Yisamach Ishtel L'Dvar Mitzvah. He should make his wife happy for the Dvar Mitzvah, for Mitzvah Sona. Reb Lezer Yaakov Omer, Lo Yitin Odom Prut Alamniki Shal Tzedakah, Elim Kein Mimuna Ala Krabi Chanina Ben Tradion. That a person should not give any money to the Arniki Shal Tzedakah unless the Gabbai of the account is like Rabbi Chanina Ben Tradion. So don't you see that you can't just put money into a tzedakah box? You have to know who's in charge of the account, and it's not the greatest mitzvah to just give money if you don't know. You know, a lot of times you go to a store, there are a bunch of tzedakah boxes, so you don't know what those are for. You don't know, so you should look which organization you know is a reliable organization. That's where you put the money into. So the money and we were talking about when you know that the person who's in charge of that account is like Rabbi Chanina ben tradion. So Tosus points out, you're not going to find too many people like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. You know, they read the Gemara's and Tainus about what Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion was like, a pretty special person. So Ne'eman Kamosa, Tosus says, it means a trustworthy person, someone who's trustworthy like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, but not a tzaddik Kamoso, because certainly in the days of the Amoraim it didn't exist that there was a tzaddik like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. What do we know about Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion's Ne'emanus about tzedakah? Because when he was asked, he was trying to figure out whether he's going to be Zocha Talam Abba, he says, yeah, Ma'os Purim Nischalfli B'moshal Tzedakah V'chilaktim La'anim. I once mixed up the Ma'os of Purim and the Ma'os of Tzedakah, and I gave it all to Anim. So you see that he was scrupulously honest with his tzedakah money. That's why we say tefillin tzrichim gufnaki kelisha bal knafayim. It doesn't mean that you have to be a tzaddik like Elisha. It means a gufnaki like Elisha. In general, a lot of times we say that a person should be like this. It means in that one characteristic. But no one's going to match Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion or Elisha bal knafayim or Moshe Rabbeinu for that matter. We're not going to match, but it means on one level to be like that person. Amar Rabbi Vo, Amar Moshe ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam b'metarim karen Yisrael. How are you going to raise up the glory of the Jewish people? Amar Lo b'chisisa, when we give tzedakah. Amar Rabbi Vo, Shalom Shlomo ben David ad heichon kocha shel tzedakah. They asked Shlomo ben David, how far does the koach of tzedakah go? Amar Lo tzuru ma pirish David Abba. Look what my father David says. Pizer nasan l'avyonim tzidkas omed sa'ad karno tarim b'kavod. That if you give avyonim, the tzedakah is going to be there forever, and that's going to ultimately raise up the glory of the Jewish people. Rabbi Abba mehacha, whom romim yishkon mitzidos sloim miskavo lachmo nasan meim of ne'amanim. Matam rom yishkon mitzidos sloim miskavo mishum delachmo nasan meim of ne'amanim. Why is it that Hashem is going to raise us up? Because we take care of the poor. V'am Rabbi Yavo, shalu ha-shlamo, ezu ben olam haba. What is a ben olam haba? Amalem kol shekeneged zakenav kavod. Someone who, as he gets older, is more honored. That's a person who's going to Olam Haba. Ki yada Yosef b'Rei Rabbi Shua chalash, because the story once happened. Yosef b'Rei Rabbi Shua got sick in Gid, and he came close to dying. He passed out. Armalei avua mai chazis. So his father said to him, when you were passed out, when you were unconscious, what did you see? Meaning he got to see what was happening in the Olam Ha'emes. So Armalei olam hafuch re'isi. He said, I saw an upside down world. Elyonin lamata v'techtonin lamata. Lamala. Those who are respected over here are not respected over there. Those who are respected over there are not respected over here. That the Tos quotes a Kabbalah from the Gaonim that he saw Shmuel was sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda, his Talmud, because the Gemara tells us that Shmuel had more compassion for a woman once who was desperate than Rabbi Yehuda did. So the Rabbi Yehuda had more Talmud, more compassion than Shmuel. So therefore, the Talmud was in a higher position than the Rebbe. But in generally saying, the people that we respect people for the wrong things down here. We don't respect people for the right things. And in the Olam Ha'emes, everything is MS. Amalei Olam Barari Isa, he says, you didn't see a backwards world. You saw the world the way it ought to be. Vanan Hechi Chazisinan, how do we appear in the world to come? Amalei Ki Hechi D'Chashvinan Hacha Chashvinan Hasam. Just like we're Chashav over here, Tamidicham, we're Chashav over here, we're Chashav over there. V'shamati Shayom, and I also heard that they would say, Ashri Misha Balakan V'Talmud Abliyado. Fortunate is one who arrives here with their learning in their hand. V'shamati Shayom, Arugim Malchusen Kumbri Yichol Lamod V'Michid Sasan. That those who were killed by the Malchus are on a level all their own, that no one's allowed anywhere near them. Meinin, who, what are the Arugle Malchus we're talking about that are on their own level? Ilim Rabbi Kiva Chaveirav, if you want to say it's Rabbi Kiva and the Asara Arugle Malchus, well, Mishum Arugle Malchus Susulo, they only earned their stripes because they were Arugle Malchus. They were great tzaddikim before they were Arugle Malchus. That's not why what sets them apart. So Pshita Balava Chinami, El Arugle Lud. No, it's a reference to the Arugle Lud. Rashi fills us in the story, the Arugle Lud are the two brothers of Linus and Pappus that were killed by a Russia in Ludkia. The Gemara in Tainus tells us that there was a gzera because they found a bas melech that was killed, and they were choshed that the Jewish people did it, and these two brothers took the blame so that the entire Jewish community not have to bear the brunt of that of the blame of that crime. So that was, they were kona olama b'sha'achas by taking the blame of that. Tanya, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Talmidav. B'ni, ma'u sha'amar ha'kos of tzedakah torah m'gai v'chasalu m'chatas. How do we understand the pasuk tzedakah torah m'gai v'chasalu m'chatas? So we're going to have six different explanations of this pasuk. We're not going to get to all of them today. Number one, Nenner Rabbi Lazar v'amar, tzedakah torah m'gai Elu Yisrael Dichsiv Mi Kamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Va'aretz. Tzedakah Torah Goy is a reference to the Jewish people, because it says Mi Kamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Va'aretz. So you see that Goy is a reference to the Jewish people. That's what Rav Shachter often likes to point out, that the Umos HaOlam are called the Mishpachos HaAdamah. They are Mishpachos, but a Goy, a true nation, is only Klal Yisrael. It's like a little bit of a misnomer when we call the other nations of the world Goyim. No, they're Mishpachos HaAdamah. We are the only Goy. V'chesedum chatos called tzedaka v'chesed shumos hovik chav mosin chetu lehen. All the tzedaka and chesed that the other umos do is like a chet for them. Sheinu mos mel is gadol bo, they're only doing it in order to receive honor. K'mo shenemer dila havin mahakrovin nichochon ala shemaya umutzay l'chayim malko b'nohi u'da'avid heichi hachi lav tzedaka gemurii. What if you do that? If you give tzedaka in order that your own children should live, in order that you should accomplish certain zuchios, is that a certain schar? Is that not a high level of tzedakah? Vatanya, doesn't the Bryce say, Homer sell a zel tzedakah b'shvil sheyichyu b'ni u'b'shvil she'eske la'olam haba harezet tzedakamur? Don't we say that if a person gives tzedakah with having in mind that my son should live with because of this, or that I should be zochet olam haba, that's a tzedak gamur? And again, over here, tzedak gamur doesn't mean a tzedak gamur in everything. It means it's a tzedak gamur in the way that he's giving tzedakah. Lo kasha, kan be Yisrael, kan ba Ovid Kochavim. There's a difference between Yisrael and Ovid Kochavim. We're saying that for an Ovid Kochavim, he's not a tzaddik gomer, it's a chet. For Yisrael, it's not a chet. Probably because Yisrael is not going to regret having given the tzedakah if it doesn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. Whereas the Ovid Kochavim will regret having given the tzedakah if it doesn't accomplish what they wanted to accomplish. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up on the last medium-sized line tomorrow.